Welcome, and I'm Andrew Richardson. This audio is the first of three extra audios to complement the main audios of the Moving On From Addiction program. I want you to see this one as a review and primer that you can listen to whenever you feel the need for a top-up or a refocusing. It does not replace the understanding and reprogramming audios, but will complement them. And as with all the other audios, it is safest that you do not drive while you listen. The full audio program is about giving you the understanding and the help you need, so that the inevitable relapses and failures are seen for what they are, namely the necessary stages on the road to your recovery. You are identifying the triggers and the stories you tell yourself, shifting hitherto powerful emotional responses and making changes and taking action and being able to stick with it. What I want you to do right now is to consider just how much closer you are to truly moving beyond your addiction. So here's the question for you. In what way is it different this time compared to your previous attempts to stop? Have you got the cuckoo metaphor, which is that you can see your addiction as like the baby cuckoo that has been put into the other bird's nest by its parents to be looked after? And that like your addiction, that baby cuckoo takes over and throws out what should rightfully be there in the nest. And what the cuckoo then does, as your addiction does, or threatens to do, is to leave nothing else that you can hold on to that might take you something, somewhere much better. Your friendships, your work, your belief in yourself have all been pushed aside. All that is there is your addiction, and so you grab hold of it even more tightly. How real was that cuckoo metaphor for you? And if it makes sense, then it is clear that one thing you need to do first and before you can move away from your addiction dependence is to have somewhere else to go. And to do that, you need to dip your toe in the water first of all and be sure it is safe to proceed and to always feel that you are proceeding forward and away from your addiction at a pace you can live with. It's about taking small steps towards a life with more meaning and balance. And then as you begin to find you can, and your confidence builds and you realize it is working, why then you can do more and more and more. And so, how far have you moved in this regard to getting your essential emotional needs better met? If only by a little bit, around safety, control, satisfying work and relationships, where status and stretching and fun and closeness and calmness are playing a bigger part. And don't ever believe that your addiction is an illness that has just been visited upon you like a bad case of flu, or that you have an addictive personality which makes you especially susceptible. You can shift the pathways of your brain and begin to take control. Do you remember the other metaphor I have used, the trench metaphor? And it goes like this. We're at the bottom of a deep trench and cannot see out, neither towards a future that would be meaningful and real to you, nor to a past and where the path was that brought you to where you find yourself now. It's this trench you can only go in one direction, sideways. In effect, you are locked into the present moment and are lost there, with your addiction and habits and patterns far too strong. How real was this trench metaphor for you? And are you now seeing more out of that trench, both from where you came and to where you wish to go? If it makes sense to you from your own experience, then you will realize that more will be needed than the small steps that follow from the cuckoo metaphor. That what is also needed is for you to develop in such a way that you can move beyond your addiction to something much better. The cuckoo small steps are definitely part of this, but something else. And it is that that you can begin to create the story of your life which can explain enough of why you are where you are, but does so in a way that can point you towards a future as well. This story does not leave you stuck in the trench, but can lead you to something that you can begin to make real sense of. An opportunity such that the trench begins to fill up and fade, and you can begin to proceed forward at your own pace. How clear is your story? How you got to where you are and where you are now choosing to go? And how have you been able to change it and so empower yourself? Letting that little boy or girl, this is you as you're all those years ago, to relinquish control and allow you to move on, seeing the big pivot points in your life and how they could have been different and better, becoming more comfortable with the things you like about yourself and to which you can nurture. And so what now do you believe your addiction is telling you about your life and how you got where you are now and what you can do to change, with small steps at first, but then these becoming larger and larger? And how automatic are the processes of emotion leading to desire and leading to that trance-like overdrive? Are they weakening? And what is weakening them? You can see and feel the green door and the red door. How big a help is that for you now? For many, it is a knowingness that something has to change. But you will know just how decisive and unequivocal your decision to stop is. It is a psychologically deep decision that you truly have had enough. You may or may not have this realization just yet, but it is coming. So what are the reasons that make sense to you that the time has come to stop all this? And what has reminded you by listening to these audios, which finally said that at last it is now time? There is the foreboding and dread of where this addiction was taking you, to hopelessness, loneliness, sickness, despair and death. It goes without saying that this will be a life where your needs for work, relationships, safety and control are hopelessly unmet. And now this, which is so important as it is such a key part of the healing process, you now know for sure that the addiction does not deliver. Take a moment to feel that let down now. The excitement is over. You have partaken. And then there is the letdown. This is the anxiety or the self-disgust and hopelessness or the pain or the desire for oblivion. So you will now have really begun to understand how the addiction insinuates into your life and tells you that you have no alternative. And you have begun to see how it has worked through your life, this dance you have played, and what has helped to make you vulnerable. And the realization of the maintenance stage you are in right now, to keep going as you reprogram your patterns, such that each failure is part of the journey to freedom and empowerment. What are you noticing about the weakening pathways and the new pathways and the weakening triggers? And you are taking bigger and bigger steps on the road to that new life. And as you are doing this, you will be learning from the so-called relapses on the road, and you will know that you are really moving forward when you can see your relapses as stepping stones on your journey to something better. This is because these backward steps are telling you something for you to learn from. What do you need now to get some part of your life working better? Or what part of your past is still a baleful and unhelpful influence? Do you understand these questions better as you understand more? And if you have had a relapse that seemed to be out of the blue, well, what is it telling you? It's telling you how automatic it has become, where triggers and habits have taken over from desire and hunger. What have you learnt that will help you to circumvent and indeed avoid? But they are not telling you that you don't actually want to stop, are they? This is because you can see that you do more and more. You can't you? And the stories, the better stories of your life, that you can celebrate and not turn your back on. It is to learn about warning signs, the time you have to move back, or when and if they do not appear to be any. Is this part of the trigger story you have already covered? Can you identify these signs and do something different to avoid or deflect or replace or face down? It's about beginning to experience change, however small, and getting genuine hope, focusing on the successes and small victories. You are connecting to the captain on the bridge who knows what it is that is in your own best interest. Okay, it's time to come back. And if you have relaxed into this, I'll count back down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you.